In Georgetown, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio. Imagine a large metal mattress, 23 feet long, folded in half. Now picture it being unloaded and sprung open in the Sandpit River. That's the sound it makes, but it's really a huge, heavy, floatable section of a temporary bridge, one of seven the South Carolina National Guard is using to build a makeshift span. Here's Captain Joseph Varnin.
The concern is Ocean Highway. The two bridges come down at Waccamaw Point to a low point there, and we're concerned that it might flood out.
So the Guard is using boats to move and secure the floatable sections in place, just in case, kind of like tugboats. Captain Stephen Hudson explains.
So think of it like a tug. If you ever look in Charleston Harbor and you see the tugs moving the big ships, it's sort of the same idea here.
Out of rope!
I'm on a boat that's being used to push several pieces of a floating bridge together, several segments, and I'm watching members of the National Guard use rope to try to bring them together. This floating bridge will be used for supplies, for emergency personnel, just in case the bridge goes out. The temporary bridge won't be quite long enough to cross the entire river, so those tugs will push it ashore, where Staff Sergeant Jared Styron explains what will happen next.
What my soldiers will do is we will ferry the bridge and put it in place on a ramp or a boat landing, and then our soldiers will then load the tractor trailers or CBTs with flat racks with supplies on them to be able to ferry them in and out.
The bridge would only be used for emergency personnel and supplies and could be moved up and down the river where needed. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.